I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. Way back in show number 7, and that is way back, I talked about how to write articles and sell them to the Treasure magazines. It's a lot easier than you think it is, and for a beginning writer, the Treasure magazines are a great place to start. So let's say you've sold a few articles and you're ready for the next big step, writing a book. Now, writing a book isn't as easy as writing an article, but it's still doable if you have a lot of knowledge about your subject and the ability to research the things you don't know. In fact, a lot of authors have written books about things they knew nothing about when they started, but they really knew how to do their research. When I decided to write a treasure book, I had already written a book about softball, so I wasn't completely in the dark. To me, the secret is this. Don't think you're writing a book. Think you're writing lots of individual paragraphs about your subject. It's hard to write a book, but it's easy to write paragraphs. Remember, you can eat an entire airplane a bite at a time if the bites are small enough. So, here's the method that worked for me. First, I wrote down on 3x5 cards each major topic I wanted to cover, one topic per card. I came up with 6 major topics: what you should know before you buy a detector, the basics of detecting, advanced detecting, other types of detecting besides coin shooting, odds and ends that didn't fit anywhere else, and the final wrap-up. Then I broke each of those major topics into 4 to 6 subtopics. For example, in the basics of detecting, my subtopics were your first day with your first detector, coin shooting secrets, the best places to detect, and how to get other people to help you find new places to hunt. Each subtopic went on its own 3x5 card. Then I broke each of those subtopics into sub-subtopics, again putting each of them on a 3x5 card. As you may have noticed, I'm buying a lot of 3x5 cards here. I try to get a good mix of hard facts and soft stories, the personal examples I can give from my own life that help explain or simplify the facts, or just make them more fun. You really want to put a lot of yourself into your book to set it apart from all the other books that are out there. The next step is to write up each of your sub-subtopics as an individual paragraph or set of paragraphs. If you've already written some articles, this step is relatively easy. Next, you shuffle and juggle and arrange all your cards in an order that seems to make sense. First, determine the best order for your 6 main topic cards, then the best order for the subtopic cards under each major topic card, then the sub-subtopic cards under the subtopic cards. When you read my books, it's like you're reading through a big stack of 3x5 cards. Most authors delete all the subheadings when they finally put their books together, but I leave the headings in. I think it makes the book a lot easier to read, and it helps readers find specific information quickly. And I get notes from my readers telling me they agree wholeheartedly. Each page of my book has 5 or 6 headlines, followed by a few paragraphs of information, and each of these chunks were originally on separate 3x5 cards. And by the way, you really can eat an airplane. If you don't believe me, do a Google search for Michael Lotito. L-O-T-I-T-O. Michael Lotito. He ate a Cessna 150. Took him 2 years, but he did it. A bite at a time. Now here's what made me think about telling you how to write a book. I think this story's kind of funny. Weird funny. As you may know, I sell my books through my website, and I advertise that you can't get any of my books anywhere but from me. If you order a book, I pack it, I address it, and I put stamps on it right there in my living room. Then I drive it to the post office. I say in my ad that if Amazon or Abe Books or Alibris or anyone else wants to sell my book, they have to buy it from me for the same price you pay. Well, with a situation like that, you'd think you'd never find it at Amazon, right? So imagine my surprise when I was doing a Google search for my book last week and I found that Amazon has it. Or at least one of the smaller bookstores that sells through Amazon has a copy. And here's the kicker. Buy it from me, the price is $20 new. Buy it from Amazon, it's $50 used. What in the world are these people thinking? Maybe if that store sells a copy for $50, they'll buy one from me and keep the difference. Anyway, it makes me feel good that somebody thinks my book is worth 2.5 times its actual price. Just don't you buy it for that much, okay? My book site is treasuremanual.com. Thanks for listening. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.